Hello again. You're with the news at one. Israel has extended its invasion of Lebanon with soldiers beginning ground operations against Hezbollah in the southwest of the country. Until now, they had focused on the eastern side of the border. They have also warned people who have left southern Lebanon not to return. The Lebanese government estimates that 1.2 million people have been displaced. Hezbollah has also continued firing rockets into northern Israel. A number of people have been injured. We're joined now from Beirut by Sikandar Karmani, who's foreign affairs correspondent with Channel 4 News. Good afternoon and thanks for joining us. Israel, as people will know, has consistently referred to its invasion of Lebanon as limited, but that focus appears to be expanding.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Israel says that these are limited ground raids focused around the area immediately around the border. A lot of fear here in Lebanon and indeed around the region that those raids will not remain limited to the border region. In the past, we've seen, in the 1980s, Israel invade Lebanon and reach all the way up to Beirut. Now, Israeli officials say something like that is absolutely not on the cards, but certainly I think, speaking to Western diplomats, there's a concern that Israel's entering a potential protracted and more open-ended conflict than they are currently admitting to. And they've consistently in the past talked about wanting to push Hezbollah out of southern Lebanon beyond the Litani River, which is a river that runs parallel to the border, but is actually quite far inland. So, I mean, even if they were to aim to try and do something like that, that would be looking at, I think, quite a bit of fighting over quite a long period of time. At the moment, it's really quite difficult to get a handle on exactly what has been happening on the border because it's so dangerous there, because Hezbollah do not allow us to go there. And of course, the Israeli army has warned anyone traveling from north to south in that part of the country could be targeted. So independent access and verification is very difficult, but it certainly doesn't seem as if the Israeli army is sweeping through southern Lebanon at all. And by all accounts, they do appear to be encountering resistance from Hezbollah fighters. We know that several Israeli soldiers have been killed. We also know that large parts of the areas around southern Lebanon have been reduced largely to rubble. Many, many people have already fled from there. Around a fifth of the entire population of Lebanon is said to be displaced now.
Among them are the 400,000 or so people who were estimated to have fled to Syria. And I know you spoke to people as they crossed over the border. What did they say to you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, around three quarters of those people who have made that journey are, in fact, Syrians. So these were people who were refugees displaced by their own brutal civil war, who had fled the repressive dictatorship of Bashar al-Assad and been living for many years in Lebanon, now pushed across the border back reluctantly home to Syria, many of them with very little to return back to. We spoke to one woman carrying a huge sack on her head. She said, all I could bring with me was my children's winter clothes, whatever little other possessions that we owned. We had to leave behind. Atmosphere of fear.
Hezbollah suburbs. Sorry to cut across you there. The line seems to be drifting in and out on us just a wee bit. I was going to ask you about Hezbollah and its position in that area. I mean, it is also a political organisation. So how much support does it have in southern Lebanon?
Well, it's certainly a political party. It has representation in the Lebanese parliament and amongst the Shia community, which is around a third of Lebanon's population. Another third is Sunni Muslim. Another third is Christian. There's around a relatively smaller Druze community here as well. But, among Shia Muslims, Hezbollah is popular. But at the same time, speaking out against Hezbollah is something that's quite difficult to do. And so, it's hard often as foreign journalists to know exactly where sentiment lies. I know some analysts believe that even though Hezbollah is popular in southern Lebanon, many people there do resent the fact that they have that Hezbollah has entered this war with Israel, and that ordinary people are paying the price. Certainly, a lot of people from other communities, the Christian and Sunni communities, are more critical and openly critical of Hezbollah. At the same time, Hezbollah still does have a staunch support base who are firmly in favor of it. And as you say, it's really enmeshed into all aspects of society, particularly in southern Lebanon, creating a kind of state within a state. It has its own medical services. It provides social services. And many of the people it caters to are amongst the poorer communities in Lebanon. So they really feel a deep connection to Hezbollah, as you say, not just as an armed fighting group, but also as a political entity.